delighted to say that Steve Morrison joins us here. Good afternoon, or good evening to you, Steve.
Good evening.
Things calmed down a little bit.
Yeah. It's a good afternoon, and we played well, and it's always great winning a game last minute, isn't it?
Absolutely. Well, I was here for the Watford game where you actually got the winner, and that was quite exciting, yeah. But there was a few minutes to go there. The winner today, you know, against the situation that you had Jake off for a long period of time, that, you know, you were up against the Premier League reigning champions, whatever their season has been like so far. But again, we talk about this time and time again, Steve, but the character and the endeavour that you put into your performances as a group is almost sort of superhuman. Where does this come from?
As I said before, and we're an honest bunch, and we work hard every day. Everyone in there has worked their nuts off.
Yeah.
And Sean's come up with a moment of calmness at the end, and funnily enough, I think we were better with 10 men. With 11 men, it was I thought they come with a game plan, and they did quite well.
Yeah.
But when you're down there, things just don't seem to go for you, do they? And there had a couple of moments where maybe last season they'd have scored, they didn't this time, and we had our one clear chance and we took it.
And also that comes from, I mean, this is what, I think it's six successive clean sheets now. I think one goal conceded in the last nine games. I mean, that's where it starts, isn't it, at the back. Jordan made a couple of really good saves. Yeah. But it's not just about Jordan. Jake, when he was on, made a block. I mean, you get involved in defending set pieces as well. That's where it starts, Steve.
Yeah, it's a team. And that's exactly what Leicester did last year. That's why they won the Premier League, because they were a team. And we started slow, and we weren't as good as we could have been at the start of the season, but I think what you've seen out there, you haven't seen a bunch of individual players blessed with massive amounts of ability. You've seen a team that's come together. A manager's put us together, and it works. And we love playing with each other, and it's great. It's a great place to be.
You've been part of this before, haven't you? You're part of here when, you know, Kenny Jackett was in charge, and obviously the book that was written about your promotion winning season, called Family, about this togetherness that you've got. Mike Calvin, the author, said that you come into work. This is work, and you take it seriously. You said that to me after the Watford game, is that Watford possibly came here, didn't expect, but we are going out there. This is not fun. This is football. It's about winning football matches.
It's a work, and we have a laugh before and after the game. Step over the white line, it's work time, and people can say footballers don't work hard or we're lazy and all that kind of stuff, but we work hard every day, and that ain't easy what we've just done out there, and that takes a lot of credit, what we did, and I think every single member of our team can be proud of that.
How are you feeling? Because I mean, again, that was
tired.
A shift, yeah, I bet.
Tired.
And you've got a lot of games.
We go again Tuesday. All this resting players for games. I mean, we've had Saturday, Tuesday for the last 2 weeks, and we've got it for the next 2 weeks. And the same players, there's only Ben Thompson that missed today, with the same players that go again Tuesday. So, we get home and we rest up, and we go again Monday morning.
And what do you do? How do you rest up? What's your regime, without giving away any trade secrets?
Oh, nothing major. I just have a shutdown day, 24 hours of doing nothing. That's what I like to do. And then we start working on Monday, and everyone looks after themselves. No one will be going out tonight. Everyone will be at home or in their relevant hotels or wherever they're staying, and doing it right and get ready for Tuesday, because ultimately this is great fun, but we need to get out of this league.
Is that, I mean, it's still, I mean, Neil said, I talked about it before the game, saying, look, he's already thinking about Chesterfield. You know, this is almost like a pleasant distraction, and it's a distraction that's going to keep going, though, Steve, because you've got another game.
Yeah, definitely. And then you look at the results today from League One, they've gone for us.
Yeah.
And we win Tuesday night, we're right in the mix, and we're coming for the top two. We want to finish on April the 29th this year, not May the 20th. And we keep playing like that and keep working hard, and I think we've got a good team, good squad, a good togetherness, and we're a family out there.
And it's sort of helped, I suppose, with the continuation of the form, hasn't it? The FA Cup, these performances, these results, it just keeps this run.
Yeah, it's 13 games now on the bounce without losing a game. No one likes losing. And they say winning's a habit, and I think that's right. And you look at that out there today, we've had one clear-cut opportunity in the whole game, and we've taken it, and we've had a couple of blocks, but I thought we did well.
Do you care who you get in the next round?
Anyone at home.
Yeah.
Anyone at home. I don't think anyone wants to come here. I think I think you look at Leicester, I think they came today and they had a game plan and they made the pitch massive. First half hour, you couldn't get near them and it was like, Jesus Christ, they're right up for this. But when push come to shove, I think, last 20 minutes and it wasn't quite going for them, I think you could see they slowly dropped and you could see that our character came out on top in the end.
And this lot, obviously, I mean, we talk about 12th man, 12th, 13th, 14th, we're joking about it.
Yeah.
I mean, it was only half full for the Watford game, it was loud enough.
Yeah.
Today it's full, and, you know, I'm surprised these roofs are still secured.
Yeah, if they come here in a positive frame of mind and fill this place out when we're doing well, they're second to none. I said it to Willow before the game, actually, when it was warm enough. I said, imagine if this was like this every week.
Yeah.
I said, teams would be lost before they've even come here. And, yeah. I don't care who we get. Let's just get someone out here, and we'll beat them.
We'll deal with it.